Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
If somebody told me at the start of the season, through 12 games, you'd be tied with the Maple Leafs and the Panthers in the standings, I'd sign up for it.
Oh, 100%. Stanley Cup champions. Yeah, okay.
The only problem is that got wished on a monkey's paw.
Why is it a monkey's paw?
What do you mean?
Would opposable thumbs not make it a hand?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Monkeys don't have paws, but rather hands and feet. Wow.
So the
monkey's paw.
That's why then you know that it's that specific. Unfavorable consequences, as is the definition of the monkey's paw.
We'll call it a hand. I'm just going to
call
it a hand.
No, don't call it a monkey's hand.
It is. No. It is. It's not a paw. Monkeys don't have paws. They have hands and feet.
It's a monkey's paw.
The only reason it's a paw because it's more sinister.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not going off of that. I'm going off of science.
No.
Monkey's hand.
No.
Monkey's hand.
Science has nothing to do with evil.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Can we go back to last week? It's anatomically a hand.
No, there, no. I'm not talking about that. Can we go back to last week when we were feeling a little bit more hopeful about the Sabres?
You mean before they got shut out by Joel Hofer and the Blue Jackets the other
yeah,
night?
Yeah, you had a little bit of a... I noticed a little bit of like pettiness in the update there, Joe.
A little zest in there?
Yeah, a little bit of a...
How could I not, Derek? How could I not? How could I avoid that? I was sitting in the bowl for that game. My dad, we don't really get to go out and go to a lot of Sabres games because family stuff, work, everything catches up. So it was nice to have an evening. And I'm like, you know what? They're better this season. We might have a better shot at this. Soon as, and I kid you not, the breakaway goal to go up 2-0 there on Lukanen.
Oh, that wasn't a breakaway.
No, it wasn't a breakaway.
Not even close.
The shorthanded goal for St. Louis.
That was the first goal.
The first
1-0.
Goal. Yes, it was.
So there was a breakaway. It wasn't the second one.
I'm telling you, I'm there. And I can't even recall specific details because I was so enraged at all of this happening. It kind of all blurs together.
I could tell.
So sitting there, soon as they hit the center ice and Lukanen starts creeping out of the net, I'm like, oh, that's a goal. I'm sitting right behind him, and it goes in. It was just an absolute pitiful performance. And yes, okay, I'm not going to sit here and act like Rasmus Dahlin is playing well. He's clearly on a leave of absence, right? Clearly, this has been bugging him. I don't understand how it wouldn't bug anybody, right? That's a heavy, heavy situation to be dealing with. So respect for him being, you know, smart enough to take the leave of absence, and Lindy Ruff being accepting of it, everybody on the team being accepting of it. It's bigger than hockey, Lindy Ruff said yesterday. And that's what it is at the end of the day. I've seen people clowning on it online. If that was you, you would be taking the leave of absence. That's all I have to say on that.
Honestly, the part that I want to say about this, and I'm glad that you brought it up because I did want to make some mention of it in the opening segment here of Dahlin and the situation that's going on there.
And I'm more impressed that he even tried to start the season in Buffalo.
Right. It shows he puts the team. He's on a pedestal for the team, right? He wants to win for the team. He wants to play for the team. He put his personal, and that's a heavy personal
bag. That's a heavy personal item.
Like, heavy personal item. He put that, tried to put it behind him and do his best for the team. But realistically, in a lot of those situations, you have to kind of address the personal item and then come back to the team.
And even then, we were like, all throughout this past week, I've been very careful on how to critique Dahlin's game because knowing what has been going on there. I'm surprised he even started in Buffalo. Not going to lie to you. If I had a fiance or a wife that was dealing with that, I wouldn't want to be gone for 2 days.
Right, exactly. Like,
really, that is kind of where it would be at for me. I couldn't bear being away for 2 days, let alone in an entirely different country for months.
Right, totally different time scales, right? You have no idea. You're talking to them at different hours of the day. I don't know. It's just, I respect him going back and dealing with that. That's a big, clearly he didn't, it's not that he didn't want to. He wanted to be here for the team, right? Clearly he wanted that.
It's a guy who wants both but knows that he cannot have both right now.
And he was man enough to make the decision, and I respect that. Even though it does jeopardize a little bit of the hockey team here, right, in the defensive standpoint, and your captain, who steps up now? And it's going to be interesting to see if they do or they don't, because if they play like they did in St. Louis, I'm sorry, it's over.
The last thing on Dahlin in particular with the situation that he's going through here is that he says to the media, I've got a lot more to give. So I do wonder if he is able to, because Lindy Ruff does mention that Dahlin said everything's okay. Like, there's nothing getting worse there. But it makes me wonder if Dahlin is able to go back there, check on his fiance, be able to spend some time with her. Does that clear his mind and then he comes back the player that we all know that he is? And that's going to be something that's interesting, to say the least. We don't know when that timetable is.
No, but it might not be for quite a while.
It would be. It is something where he might even see it as a peace of mind moment, where like maybe he is playing under this little bit of duress and then that's how that goes. But I'm talking strictly the hockey side of things here, and I'm not talking about the personal side of it.
Exactly.
Mostly because I don't want to imagine the personal side of it. That is a hell that I don't want to have anybody that I know enduring that. Seeing that Dahlin is enduring that there, I don't want anyone to have to deal with that sort of situation, and Dahlin is doing what he could. Dahlin did everything he could to start the season here. He's realizing it's not working. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is him going, I need a reset.
He's a couple years older than I am, Derek. He's 25.
Yeah,
right. And just thinking about someone relatively close to my age going through something like this, it's not easy. And I don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. Nobody. I mean, maybe somebody does. Right. There are people out there who unfortunately do know what this feels like. But let's not just jump on his performance. And I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying anyone in general online. Let's not jump on the performance. I get it. He's the captain. You expect things of him, and you have for years. But they're like Lindy Ruff said, some things are bigger than the sport. Some things are bigger than hockey. This is one of those things.
This is one of those things, and I hope everything is okay with him and his fiance, Carolina. And I do hope that everything is just able to be what I hope it is, which is this is a clearing of the head moment.
Yes.
He can go see her. She's okay. You spend some time with her, and then you're able to come back emotionally and intellectually recharged again is kind of the way that would go in that sense. And that's speaking strictly on the hockey portion of it.
And Lindy Ruff did say, by the way, nothing turned south. Nothing went wrong.
That's the big thing, is that it's good. And I do hope this is. Dahlin just wants to go and clear his head and be able to see her and be able to be like, okay, whew.
Yeah.
And I think that personally for him, that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
That is going to be a huge thing, just to be able to go see her and spend time with her and make sure that it is, you know, make sure that everything's okay with him.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause obviously she's recovering from the surgery and everything, but like Dahlin, again, sports are still played by human beings, and this is clear evidence of that.
Exactly.
And that's why I felt a need to almost criticize Dahlin in a different way than the rest of the top players on this team. And it, when you start doing it, it almost doesn't feel fair in a way, you know, because like these guys aren't producing. What the heck is going on here? There's no excuses. And then Dahlin, I'm over here going, there's a hell of an excuse here.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel right in a way for those other guys, because it's like, there's a, it's almost like there's a favoritism of sorts going on here. But Dahlin is obviously taking steps to make sure that, you know, that side of things in his life is okay, and be able to help clear his mental state.
Yeah. Speaking of the team, though.
Speaking of the team, ready?
No excuses for anyone else.
And now here comes the interesting part of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am a pro Owen Power guy.
I was.
And ready? So we can have a little discussion about this. Owen Power is being paid a pretty good contract. Owen Power does do a lot of good things quietly. It is unfortunate that, like, Power, it seems like the screw-ups, when they happen, they seem to be monumental in a way. But he does do a lot of things well, quietly.
Mm-hmm.
You now have an opportunity. First of all, if you're being paid $8 million a year, I need you to be louder than you are.
Well,
you do a lot of things well, but it's quietly. He's been really good with the penalty kill when he's had to play on it. He is getting more steady as a defender. But when he screws up the overtime against, oh boy, who the heck was it? There were so many of these things. Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Kulik does not get the man in the center, Roenski, but he lets Boone Jenner behind him. Oh no, Miles Wood behind him. And when I'm watching that game, I say out loud to myself live, don't let him behind you. And he does. Kulik does not get Roenski. Roenski's able to pass it to Miles Wood, and they lose that overtime game.
Yeah.
Four overtime losses later. I'm kidding. It was three and a win.
Like, that's any better. So it's just...
It was three and a win.
Okay.
But the main crux of the situation becomes, you now have to be the guy to step up. Power has an opportunity now to silence a lot of critics, because there are a lot of people that are very critical of Owen Power.
Well, it's also, like you said, the images that stick in your mind of Owen Power are the atrocious mess-ups, right? Like the things that, like you said, lose an overtime game, right? Like that, like that's what sticks in your brain when you watch Owen Power play hockey.
And that's where he needs to be able to do more. And when I say you have to be louder, you have to be able to contribute more on the score sheet. You have to be able to contribute more when you're logging heavy minutes. This is going to become your first pair defenseman. Because who else do you turn to? Am I going to Bo Byram here? No.
No, because he was a Dahlin merchant last season, and now he can't even do that, it seems. He's a third-pair defenseman you're paying $6 million to. What a nightmare.
Hang on.
What a nightmare.
I don't want to call that a nightmare. I think him and Kesselring have been okay.
But before Kesselring, like you don't even know, though. They're okay. I'm sorry. Like, $6 million, I'd be like, you need to be good. Like, that's where I'm at, not just okay.
I'm
sick of making the excuses for this team at this point. We're 14 years in, and this season, could we say 15 now if they lose these big games coming up?
There are a lot.
Yes, you can probably.
I don't want you to spiral in despair yet, okay? Not yet. This is not the moment to do that. Hold strong, okay? But for me, it is. I'm probably looking at Power and saying, this is your moment to step up. This is your moment to be the number one overall pick that you were. This is your moment to justify the contract that we are paying you. You want the opportunity to get the first line minutes? Here they are. It's through terrible circumstances, but here they are. And I wonder what's going to happen there. I can't believe I'm saying this, but at least Matias Samuelsson's been pretty steady on the other side. So, if you have Samuelsson with Power, typically that sounds like a nightmare scenario in years past, right? This year, that sounds completely different.
Well, Samuelson has like come awake for some reason.
Samuelson has started to show up again, and it's really refreshing to see. And I think that that should be the top pairing at the moment, would be Samuelson and Power.
Mm-hmm. I just worry.
Let Byram work with Kesselring if he's healthy and good to go. I noticed that he was not at practice yesterday. But I think that he should be good to go. And then you've got Timmons and Zach Jones probably, or Jacob Bryson for your third pair. Ready? Even without Rasmus Dahlin, that sounds like a really good defensive set, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
That's not been their problem, though, Joe. They can't score.
No, they can't score. And that's what we sat there and watched in St. Louis the other night. Joel Hofer, who had a sub-800 save percentage the other night, gets a 1.0 at the end of the night. What are we doing? I'll say it, okay? He actually played a really good game, probably his best game. The one save right into the glove, right? Like, he was able to swing his arm there and catch that. But, like, I just don't understand how Tage Thompson, what happened to him? He can't score, Derek. I showed you. I used to make these goofy social media posts about the Sabres. And Thompson, I forget who they were playing, the four goals in the first period from a couple years back, like, he was your goal scorer. Paul Hamilton had a great point on when they made the line change the other night. It was just two young guys trying to feed Tage Thompson for the one-timer. At no fault of Thompson, right? He's not calling for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just intimidating to have a guy like Tage Thompson on your line all of a sudden. Like, a top guy, right? Like, I don't know. I struggle with Tage because I like him. I've seen the upside. We've seen what he could potentially be.
Well,
and he hasn't been able to replicate that.
It's not even that what he could be. It's what he is.
Well, it's what he could be now. He isn't that now. He was that. He's not now.
Whoa,
it's
okay.
What he could be again.
It's more or less like, it's frustrating watching because it looks like he's skating with cinder blocks right now. And there is enough of a leeway to be like, you lost two-thirds of your top line without having Norris and Benson now for the moment. But if you are the star player of the forward group,
you need to play like a star.
You need to be able to elevate whoever's playing with you.
What do we say about Josh Allen? Totally different sport. What does he do to people around him? Elevates them, right? This receiving room they had last year, on paper, how is Mac Hollins going to the AFC Championship, right? But what did Allen do? He elevated the talent around him because of being a star player.
I'm not going to use one sport to compare to another here, but I will go ahead and say this.
It's just the star part of it. It's not the sport.
If Thompson continues to play like this, first of all, goodbye to any Olympic dreams.
He's playing his way off Team USA right now.
Yes.
That's what he's doing, actively.
And I do wonder what can happen there. I come to you and regretfully inform you, though, that the Buffalo Sabres power play has once again become unwatchable.
Just when we thought they were somewhat watchable.
We were given a quote by Lindy Ruff saying power play is going to look different. Be ready for it. Like, not those exact words, but basically the power play is going to be different, right? And it was when Zach Benson was healthy. It does look like the power play is leading through Benson. And he is the guy that has become the driving force there. Unfortunately, Benson was seen in a walking boot as recently as last week. However, he may be able to come back during this road trip. But if I'm Tage Thompson, the player that should be carrying the way, leading this team's offense, why is this team suddenly so Zach Benson reliant? The Sabres don't turn around their 0-3 start until Benson draws in the lineup.
Right, exactly. He was the game changer for them. Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, Benson is good.
He's a dog. He's going to get down and dirty and play gritty hockey, which I love. That's my favorite part about watching him play. Him going on IR, you immediately knew the team, you know, you saw me tweet it out the other night after the loss. Well, this is the 0-3 Sabres. They looked like they did in the first three games.
Now, here's the problem. If you are one player out of the lineup to being a terrible hockey team all over again, and yet that player is neither Rasmus Dahlin nor Tage Thompson, you'd be a little surprised hearing that, right?
Yeah.
Benson is, oddly enough, the point-per-game player on this team. 8 games, 8 assists. The way that he plays, you said the gritty portion of it, it creates opportunities offensively because he's so aggressive with a forecheck that he demands hastened plays to be made, and it causes turnovers. This is also a group, though, that is missing Norris, Benson, Zucker, Kulik. That's three of your top six and four of your top nine. So half of your top six is already missing with injury. Or at least projected from the start of the year, right?
Right.
And then it looks like you kind of found something with Doan, Tuck, and McLeod. And McLeod has to be there because Norris is injured, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you are so injured that you have to play Jordan Greenway as a first-line center. The man hasn't played center in years.
Well, that's very accurate. And also, I guess Thompson likes playing with him too, so that could have heavily factored
in. But Greenway, as well, predominantly a winger, has to play center.
Yeah.
That's the part I'm talking about.
And it didn't look like it was clicking the other night.
It did not look like it was clicking. Lindy Ruff has not been shy about shuffling lines around, even to a point that he has broken up the Tuck, Doan, and McLeod line.
I feel like you have to do something, though. Like, I'm with him on that.
You have to do something now.
You have to try and do something different in-game, whether that be in the first 5 minutes or not, to see what happens.
But that's also because all of a sudden, 72 looks like a shell of himself as of late. And you need better from an offensive leader like that. Tuck has been a little bit more consistent throughout the year. But even then, you need better from these guys.
You need better from Tuck.
You need better from the Stars because they are not performing right now. And this all comes back to the player that I wanted to highlight on this. Owen Power. You have an opportunity now. Can you take advantage of it? Because, ready? I mentioned all the injuries. Something that Owen Parker tweeted out the other day that makes it hits hard, really, is what I want to say on this. The league doesn't wait around for you to get healthy. You need to find a way to survive.
Yeah, and that's the biggest part of it. I'm all for, oh, they're injured, like we have to, whatever. Like, I understand people saying that. And believe me, playing injured is not easy. Like, with a team around you. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. Every person that's paid on that payroll, Derek, is a professional athlete. You have to be able to work them in there and at least survive, like you said. You don't have to be phenomenal, okay? Injuries take you a step down, sure. But it shouldn't be this stark of a difference where Zach Benson is a make or break, right? Like, we don't know what it's going to look like with Norris or not. So I don't even have him in my mind as an injury weighing this team down yet. Like, we haven't seen we haven't really gotten to see him on the ice. So for me, that's a non-factor. But a couple injuries should not be tanking your team.
It is also weird, though. The Sabres with a 5-5-4 record the way that they have it, right? And it's weird it's weird in a way that it's last in the East. And yet at the same time, not weird at all. There's a way to come back from this. Now, I said the word survive, right? What do I mean by that? I mean, get through this road trip and get a couple points out of it. You are facing Carolina, Utah, Colorado, and Detroit.
I need more than a couple points.
Ready?
A couple's two.
You're starting out going to a place that you haven't won in since 2016. That is the last time that Buffalo's won in Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding.
Panthers are 9-4-0, though. They're playing all right. I just don't like that.
Wait, what?
Panthers are 9-4-0. Or not Panthers. Hurricanes are 9-4-0.
There you go.
Sorry. Carolina immediately threw me off. Yeah. Hurricanes are 9-4-0. That's like, I'm sorry. If they get a point out of that, I'm happy. It's like, that's where I'm okay with the overtime, the loser point.
That's what I mean by the word survive here. If there's a couple overtime losses in there, or there's a win and two overtime losses, and you go 1-1-2 here, that's kind of successful to me, actually, based on the situation.
Yeah. Listen, I'm all for a loser point.
But don't turn this into December of last year.
It's not even if it turns into December of last year, Derek. If they come out of here with 2 points only, I'm sorry. That's a problem. That is a problem. Whether it be two overtime points or one game one, that's a problem. This team isn't serious if that's what happens. And I think changes are made if that's how that goes.
I don't know if changes are made. Let's not talk about that yet.
Changes are made. More like the calls for the changes that need to be made have never been louder. That's what I'll say.
We'll see. 803-0550 is the number to call. Pat, Paul, we see you on hold. Stay there over the break. We'll get to you coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley here with you on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Rasmus will be taking a temporary leave of absence to deal with a personal matter back in Sweden. I will say this, that he said everything is okay through this. He's got full support by our team.
Head coach Lindy Ruff mentioning that Captain Rasmus Dahlin will not be with the team. Timetable unknown as he goes back to Sweden to check up on his fiance. And I respect Dahlin for that. I respect that it is what needs to be done and that sort of thing. And Lindy Ruff also saying in the same presser that some things are bigger than sports. Some things are bigger than hockey. And could not agree more with Lindy on that sense.
So we experienced a bigger than sports moment a couple of years ago with DeMar Hamlin. So,
right.
Like, that was a big moment, bigger than sports.
Yeah, if anyone should know, it should be us. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Around here. So, obviously, hope all is well with Dahlin, his fiance, everything like that over in Sweden. And, well, I mean, I would be remiss to say I hope we see him soon.
I hope so, too. I'm not holding my breath because I know this stuff is very sensitive, and the heart especially takes quite some time. I mean, I don't know anything about a heart transplant, But I can only imagine the recovery window is not swift by any means. And I'm not holding my breath for him to be back soon. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe some point later in the season, but in the near future.
Yeah. Soon, more or less, is a vague statement in this. I don't have a real timetable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know how you say see you soon to a friend and then you don't see him for 6 months?
Yeah, that happens frequently on my end.
I guess it's on your. Okay, so Joe's ignoring.
I'm just a bad texter. You know this. I mean, it's just. Oh, let's get together this weekend. Nah, nah.
Yeah.
I totally miss your text, man.
Boy.
I'm sorry. It's the day off and I'm busy. You know?
Oh boy.
So,
but
little nugget into my life. But
to finish that point, like, you know, obviously there's no timetable on it, but obviously you want to see Dahlin come back at some point, recharged, ready to go, and maybe he knows that a visit will do that. That might be it.
Maybe
it might be as much as that. We don't know. We don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know. I just hope that everything just goes smoothly there.
Yeah, me as well. Wish everyone the best involved in that situation. But just, you know, what we were talking about with the team in general and just what to expect for this upcoming road trip, everything along those lines. I don't know. It's not over. I know it's not. It's a long season. Anything can happen. They've hung around at 1%, 2% chance in years past. I'm not counting anything out. But I think the vibes of this season are dead if they don't win, at least if they don't pull 4 points out of this road trip. I think that's kind of where I'm at.
And tonight's a hard challenge for them. They
it
haven't
is.
Won in Raleigh since 2016. They've lost 11 games in a row in Carolina. There's not a lot of hope there either. The Hurricanes are also playing well, as you mentioned, their standings. Yeah, it can look pretty bad heading into this. You want to hope that you get Zucker or Kulik or Benson back in this lineup relatively soon. And until that happens, though, you need more from a couple of players. One who wants a couple that have clear motivations as well, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
One who wants to be put on Team USA's Olympic roster after being a snub in the Four Nations. And the other who wants a hefty contract extension.
Yeah, and he's not playing for that right now. So if this level of play continues, I mean, sweet dreams on that hefty contract extension. And also, did you see this clip of him and J.J. Paterka?
J.J. pulled a sneaky one here.
He did. They treat us so well here at the face-off circle there.
Yep.
And I'm just like, oh, my God. You're selling Alex Tuch to Utah right now. This is nuts.
Yeah.
This is nuts. And they go to play him, too, so he's going to see what it's like. He's going to see what it's like in person. Then he's going to be like, ah, I'm going to fade the Sabres now. I just want to go play in Utah.
That's a good point.
Sorry.
No, that's a good point.
This team's got me hot today. I don't know what it is. I'm struggling.
Tampering against J.J. Paterka.
Mm-hmm. They treat us so
well. Give me
their
draft picks.
Then they just start going at it in the face-off. I mean, would it be the worst? I don't know. I don't want to let Tuch walk. I think they need to trade him.
I'm going after J.J. for tampering.
That might be the best move here. Because there's evidence. That clip, if Tuch goes to Utah, we've got a case. That's
By
all
the
I'm
way,
saying.
JJ, I'm mic'd up, so we can't talk about blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what they would be talking about if there wasn't a mic on there.
Oh, come on.
And even that is infringing upon that with that quote from him, that comment. They
Man.
Treat us so well here. What are you implying, JJ? What are you implying? What a move, though.
I kind of
respect it.
I would want to know what it was that got bleeped out there. There are not many people that know that.
I think
the people that know that are Alex Tuch, J.J. Paterka, maybe the centers.
Maybe the official.
The official, and definitely the guy who edited it.
Yep. It could just be a
we
swear.
We need to find that guy.
It could be a swear. Like, I can't talk.
Nope. You know. I want to know what he asked about. I want to know what got bleeped out of that.
We can't talk about what? We can't talk about contract.
I don't know what we can't talk about. Somebody tell me. Someone find out.
Somebody find out.
Someone,
I'm too
curious.
Can we reverse edit that video? Can we like pull the dead sound off of it and it's like those.
I don't think that's how that works. We work in audio engineering.
Well, it's
we
like those spy
stuff.
Movies where it's like, what's the word they use for like looking at a picture? Oh, They're like looking at a pixelated map, and it's like some word they throw out there, and it just cleans it up.
Well,
Austin Powers makes a joke about it. I'll find it.
Anyway, we know though. Like, there was something interesting said by J.J. Paterka, mic'd up before that game against Utah. That, though, by the way, was an overtime loss that you just go ahead and you take the point and you run away with it. Go, okay, yeah, you lost in overtime. Who cares? Matter of fact, if you got to overtime against the Blues the way you were playing, I would have said, yep, don't care. Do not care. That's another one that you escaped with and you get away with it. Alas, they did not. They scored zero goals. But, yeah, on a non-serious note, I kind of want to go after Utah and J.J. Paterka for potentially tampering.
Enhance. That's it.
Oh, that's Super Troopers.
Yes. But like every other movie, like enhance the image. Just makes a mockery of it.
Enhance.
Mm-hmm. We need enhance. To enhance the J.J. Paterka clip. We're working on it over here right now.
Anyway, Sabres, though, they have the opportunity to right the ship. It's against a murderer's row. It may also just be an opportunity to survive at the moment. The rest of the East, it looks like everything is so balanced, though. You can be in a spot where, again, one win changes everything. It's so weird, though, that we've been saying this for the past several games. One win changes everything. You get to win number six, and all of a sudden, the Sabres are staring at Toronto. And fourth place, potentially. Well, that would require two wins. Anyway, not being in last. The bar to get out of last place in the division is hilariously low.
It's almost like you have to actively try not to make the playoffs in this division this year. Like, that's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah, this year it is absolutely a mess because the top three teams are Montreal, Detroit, and Boston. Three teams that if you asked me before the start of the year if they're going to make the playoffs, and you asked me about all three of those teams, Montreal's the maybe. And the Canadiens are tied for best in the East. Tampa, Toronto, Florida, all teams that I would have heavily considered to be the actual favorites to win the division, are sitting there at 16 and 15 points. Well, 17, 16, 15. Win tonight, you pass Florida.
Yeah.
You don't pass Tampa because you have four overtime losses, but that's okay. That's why you stock those up. That is why you stock those up for later in the season. So if you lose in overtime today against Carolina, for example, though, you end up at 15 points. That's the same as Florida and Ottawa. Again, the bar is really low. It is. And all it takes right now is for you to win a game right now. Win a game, change some things up here, and make it better. Because unlike other bottom feeders of their respective divisions, like you look at the other bad teams in the NHL, right? There are a couple of them, of course, in the Eastern Conference, the Islanders and Blue Jackets tied with you at 14 points. They're 6-4 and 5-3-2 in their last 10 games. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You look out west, though, and the teams with as many or less points than you, those teams are bad. St. Louis, the team that you lost to, is 2-6-2. Nashville's 3-5-2. The Canucks are 4-6. Calgary's 3-5-2. You're sitting here at 4-2-4. Pulling off points and having no idea how you're doing it, but still doing it. That said, you need to. Can you get a win in regulation? It's been a minute.
That's where I'm concerned that they can't, looking at least the first couple games here. I think the Hurricanes have a good chance here, and the Mammoth have a good chance here. And the Sabres, historically, in the past few seasons, when Granato was their head coach, they played better on the road than they did at home. But in the last little chunk here, they play better at home than they do on the road. So
you are now the only team without a road win this year.
Yeah.
Here's your first opportunity to get it back.
Do you remember those West Coast trips where they would just go on a tear and be like, "What? Where's this at home? Where's this performance at home?"
Oh, you mean like last year when they almost swept the Western trip with no Tage Thompson in the lineup?
Yes, exactly that. Like, where
and
is that?
And then December happened?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really not waiting for that December to happen again. If we start getting an inkling of something like that coming, if the air pressure drops, we see the hurricane rolling in, we got a problem. We got to get out of here. Because it's going to be bad if that happens again. It's going to be bad.
Ready? One of them's overtime loss, but you've lost two in a row.
Right. That's where I'm at. You can count them for points all you want, sure. They're not wins. And I think that's where they got a point out of that. I'm so far past that. You heard a couple weeks ago the whole conversation of the Bills won, but they didn't look good doing it. A win's a win. Right? And like that was pretty polarizing for a time. I'm tired of that mindset. And that might just be me. People can watch sports however they want to watch. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just saying, I'm sick and tired of saying, oh, I got a point out of it. I'm sick of it. Because truthfully, this team, in the games that they have gotten a point out of it, should have had two in 90% of them. Right? In this past run, I should say, the last 10 games, right? Like, realistically, all those overtime, there may be one in there. You could be like, okay, this team was clearly better and they squeaked a point out. I'm sick of the, oh, they got a point. Oh, you know, they played well, but they didn't win. You're building a team to go win. You're building a team to go win the Stanley Cup, to make the playoffs. We're not asking to win the Stanley Cup right now. We're asking to break a 14-year playoff drought. I'm so far past being okay with a loser point or, oh, they played really well.
It's good to stack them.
It's better
to win games.
Exactly. And I think that needs to be the thing. Get the points here and there. I'm okay with that. Look at the Islanders from a couple years ago. They had 16 loser points and made the playoffs.
That's disgusting.
It's gross.
Disgusting word.
But if you could do that and string together some serious wins here and there, or string together some loser points here and there and get some serious wins, that's what you have to do. I'm so far past it, being okay with a good game and a loss or a good game and a loser point. So far done.
You want to talk about card games next segment?
I'm good at them. What one?
Well, you'll find out at the Booty Cheek of the Week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Joe, do you like card games?
I do.
You said you're good at them.
I definitely don't count cards. I'm kidding. I'm not smart enough to do that. Let's just be honest here. You know my IQ, right? It's in the basement.
You work at WGR. You can't count cards.
No, I do like card games, though. Poker, blackjack, any of that. I'm game.
What about solitaire?
See, that's the one I've never really gotten into because I just...
Well, you don't want to crack that out during the NBA Finals?
I don't want... Oh, it's like Stephen A. Smith?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I've got no interest in doing that.
Oh.
I'm going to be clicking on my laptop. What happened?
Oh, you don't know?
Something worse? No.
Yes.
No, I didn't see this.
So, as if to take advantage of an opportunity where he was called out for playing solitaire on his phone, Stephen A. Smith became an official ambassador for a solitaire app called Solitaire Cash.
Oh, no. It's the one where you make money from it?
Seemingly.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of those now.
However, so, you know, last week we pointed out the ESPN/Disney dispute with YouTube TV, right? And how a lot of the personalities, obviously, you want to back your company when you're doing this, but also the fans are the ones losing in this process, right? Stephen A. puts out several ads on Twitter. And several ESPN personalities are also now doing so. Why is this the booty cheek of the week, though? It is because Papaya Gaming, the company that makes Solitaire Cash, is facing serious allegations and has already admitted to some shady behavior.
Oh, boy.
This is according to gambling journalist Alex Weldon. Quote, having initially denied the factual basis of the claim, Papaya no longer disputes that at one time it pitted human players against computer-controlled adversaries. Some were used to fill out tournaments that had sufficient human players, but others were deployed to guarantee a specific outcome, win or loss, for a particular player. We're pairing with this,
mm-hmm.
Stephen A?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And that's tough.
And the problem is
it's a tough look.
Yeah. It just... But it's not even just Stephen A. It's multiple ESPN personalities, a couple of whom that I actually like. And that's the part that's really bothering me on this. Like, what? The YouTube TV thing actually causing that much of a struggle on the pockets there, Disney?
Might be. And they're losing ESPN Bet because Penn Gaming and ESPN.
Maybe they should just get out of the gambling thing entirely.
Yeah, their contract's ending in, like, December, I want to say. So, no more ESPN Bet, I think. If that's the way that goes.
No, but they partnered with DraftKings. They're right back in it.
Right, exactly.
So I just...
I do have a booty cheek of the week, though. It's a first-time offender, maybe.
Probably. What?
Jason Kelsey.
Go on.
Baseball sucks, quote. You just buy World Series championships. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I get the Dodgers, okay? I do. But let's not act like baseball sucks. I was watching baseball over pretty much every other major sport throughout the entirety of the playoffs in the World Series. Let's not overdramatize this, okay? Yes, the Dodgers won their second straight. Will it lead to a salary cap? Maybe, okay? Maybe it would. But also, other teams could be doing a little more buying as well. You know?
And it's not like Toronto didn't spend
exactly
a lot.
We talked
on
about
their
the
roster.
Pitching, right? The pitching they spent. They were going for who were they going? They were going for Ohtani back in the day when
right.
he was moving around. So it's not like they didn't have the pockets to spend. It's just some teams do it more than others. It's the name of the game, and it has been since Steinbrenner's Yankees and even before that, right? Like, it's just George Steinbrenner's Yankees, not the current regime of Steinbrenner.
I do think that there is something about baseball that can be fixed, but we'll get to that date when we get there.
Yeah. Baseball doesn't suck.
But
that's
awesome. The thing is that baseball doesn't suck. I think that it's Kelsey discouraged that, you know, teams with higher payrolls tend to succeed in baseball.
That happens in the NFL. Does it not?
The difference is there are teams that are straight up not competitive in baseball. And it's by choice because they don't want to go out and spend the money. In the NFL, you do have a cap floor to get to.
You do have a cap floor, yeah, sure.
So, yes, even then your plucky underdogs can still make the playoffs because you do spend money on them.
I wonder if they put a cap floor into the MLB. That'll be an interesting thing
that
to see.
That is the thing that we'll be interested to see going forward. I'll give Kelsey a little bit of leniency on this one, But no, that World Series was the opposite of...
Sucks.
Yes, that. So, all right, we'll come back. We'll shift our focus a little bit.
Football.
The Bills in Miami square off on Sunday, and I could care less in a way. I'm far more interested around the league what the rest of the schedules look like for a lot of Buffalo's AFC foes, and we will talk about that coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.